Hank FM.
Well, it float just moments away. The dryer balls will go into the tank. We have Barry on hold right now, so I can say that with a straight face and not fear ridicule. Rightly so. But you should ask him about the gray hair thing coming up. Will it float on the way? But yes, we are still being graced right now by the greatness of Mr. Barry Corbin on our hotline. Barry Corbin, a week from this Saturday, next Saturday night there, Bosque Fine Arts Center in Clifton. You can get your tickets for an evening with Barry Corbin at bosquearts.org or the details on the worldwide. Hank, he's with us now. You're a Lubbock boy. I'm a Lubbock boy. Mr. Corbin, at least one of us made it out of the whole thing. Did you ever do any radio?
Well, I did a little bit at Tech when I went to school there.
Okay. Yeah.
Till they threw me off the radio there. They kind of want to control you, you know, if you're in a school station. I'm not too controllable.
Right. Well, you know,
a little rowdy.
You'd fit right here on Hank FM, though. We should have Saturday nights with Barry Corbin.
Yeah,
a few more Spitfires.
We need to do that.
It would be the love point of your career, Mr. Corbin. But yeah, we'd be happy to have you.
He's in the budget.
Talking about your career, of the roles you've had, we hear about these referred to as character roles, you know, but in character actors. But you have taken every one of these that you've ever had and made it almost larger than life, scene stealers.
I kind of do that every once in a while.
And it's just been without fail every time, whether it was Northern Exposure or Lonesome Dove or on Dallas or lately, you know, the Sheridan Universe.
Yeah, well, Stallone, I was doing Tulsa King.
Yes.
And Stallone asked me, said, "Do you always steal scenes that way?" And I said, "Well, if they write me a little dialogue, I don't have to."
I mean, if they're going to put you on camera, right? You got to have something to say.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I didn't even say anything in that case. I just stole $5 bill out of the tip jar while they were talking.
And that wasn't on the paper, was it?
No. They just put a camera on me. I didn't have any lines in the scene. They just put a camera on me, and the guys talking didn't know I was doing it.
Here with the great Barry Corbin.
So let's be honest here, Mr. Corbin. You're kind of a legend. Ladies love you.
Well, I love them, too.
Mm-hmm.
See?
There you go.
Like, would you ever tell a female that she's going gray?
Going gray?
Like going gray on her hair. Comments on her appearance like
no,
that.
No, I wouldn't bring that subject up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I might get slapped for that.
So you don't think it's a wise choice?
No. You can tell a man he's gaining weight and going gray.
Mm-hmm.
And they can take it, but a woman, it's really hard to do that.
Talk about something that'll take you down to DEFCON 1.
You don't give away a woman's age either, if you know what it is. You know.
Well, we're all 27 and a half.
Yeah,
see?
All of us.
I don't
bring that up.
That is a good way to avoid global thermonuclear war.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't need any aggravation in that department.
Hey, anytime you want to jump on the show, feel free.
Yeah,
or just
we're
show
here.
Up at our studio and open invitation.
Well, I got your number now.
Mm-hmm. We'd love to see you.
When Barry Corbin tells you that there's a little shiver down the spine there. That could mean all sorts of things. Go see him in Clifton with Hank FM, an evening with Barry Corbin. Details on the worldwide. Hank.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.